Dudley is in the Midlands of England and is a very industrial area. Its history is very much to do with the industry. What you will hear in this is an adjective G, so listen out for the word king, which you will hear is king. That G is really quite strongly articulated. Go to the end of this clip as well, and you will hear the speaker demonstrating more dialectical variation, and you'll hear the rhythms of the dialect, particularly in that.
Dea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was the daughter of the king Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary feast. Additional traps were set to hamper the capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling him dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Jason and Medea, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. A cruel Medea would sure to find a cure and lure Jason into a plot. Medea survived her base plans as her child played safely. Called with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Galled by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his first betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea, hated and betrayed by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It is not the first time. You waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when you are a low profile, meek words, acceptance of a status quo would have been the way to keep you home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far purposed. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him that you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. Oh, that was my accent. I think it's, I'm from the West Midlands, so I'm sort of caught between a Birmingham and a more Wolverhampton sort of sounding on my accent. Dudley is a, well, I don't know, it's another regional accent of the West Midlands. There's a saying that they have in Dudley where it goes like this, and it goes, "Here come an old black donkey. Open the gate and let her through. What? Shall I give you a skinny halfpenny? No. Turn around, take a road back." And that's proper broad Dudley for you. Just a little saying there. Another one that's a good thing to practice for quick sort of Dudley talk would be, "My dad says to me, he says, 'Can you jazz?' I says, 'Jazz.' He says, 'Who?' I says, 'Me.' I says, 'Oh, no.'